Funeral services are being held in Ukraine after a major Russian strike, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vows to ramp up weapons production. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Funeral services have been held in eastern Ukraine for the victims of one of the deadliest Russian airstrikes since the invasion began. As grieving families and local residents mourned, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to boost domestic weapons production by creating underground facilities to withstand Russian missile and drone strikes. He also renewed calls for the lifting of restrictions on using Western-supplied weapons against Russian territory, noting that Ukraine is also developing its own missiles to put pressure on Russia. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The protests in Israel continue after six hostages were killed just before being rescued in Gaza. Zahiro Zahar Moore is a nephew of a hostage.
The blood of the murdered hostages is on Netanyahu's hands. Their lives could have been saved through any of the many deals he sabotaged. The lives of some of the hostages can still be saved, but Netanyahu is Mr. Death.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Kapos is a Holocaust survivor and agrees about Netanyahu.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It has been exactly 11 months after Hamas's killing spree into southern Israel that killed more than 1,200 and launched a war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has called for the Catholic Church in Papua New Guinea to be particularly close to women.